Good morning. It is 8:40, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. It is Monday. Man, we're already heading toward the end of October and Thanksgiving next month. Can you believe that? Already coming around. We talked
right around the corner.
The problem with no smaller turkeys, we'll just get a bigger turkey. That's not a problem. Which also means, though, something else coming up. The Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce has their annual Thanksgiving luncheon, and they'll dole out the Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award. And taking nominations currently for that award, of course, the luncheon coming up on Monday, November 22nd. Deadline for nominations this Friday, October 29th. Joining us to talk more about it, the Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, Pam Gaither. Pam, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. Thanks, Tom. Yeah,
thanks for coming in with us here this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful morning
today. Oh, it is, isn't it? Well, it's finally maybe stopped raining,
yes.
Which is good. We used to see you every day here. I don't know what's happened. You're not around as much.
I don't know why. I haven't been showing up to work, I guess.
I guess not. Yeah. Well, working elsewhere. All right. Well, this is going to be the 42nd award, Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award that's going to be handed out this year. Kind of talk about the history of it and who Thomas Herring was.
So Thomas Herring was the second city manager for the city of Galesburg. He served for 18 years in that role. And the year after his passing, actually, is when the award was established. So it was the year after the first Thanksgiving luncheon, which is why there's a year offset there. But, you know, we have traditionally always given this award away at the Thanksgiving luncheon. And last year, we were able to still persist with that, even virtually. So we're excited to have an in-person event this year and really excited for those nominations that are coming in and to award that recipient.
So as far as, is there any particular criteria? I mean, if you're an individual who lives in the city of Galesburg, you think somebody's done good things here in the community, I guess you can nominate them. But is there any particular criteria that the committee looks at?
The criteria is pretty simple. Essentially, they're looking for someone who is an outstanding community servant. So someone who exemplifies those characteristics of Thomas B. Herring. And we've seen over the years many of the winners of an array of positions. So I do encourage anyone to make that nomination. If somebody stands out to you in our community, let us know. Put that nomination in. It's pretty simple. It takes probably about 3 or 4 minutes to make that nomination, however long you want to make that description area. But our committee is it's made up of people from past winners. So that's really nice too. So it's not an outside committee looking at it. It's not our board. It's actually past winners. So they look through that and really take into account the last 12 months probably, and probably looking into what COVID has done too and how that person has made an impact.
It'll be the 42nd annual Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award that'll be given out on Monday, November 22nd at the Chamber's annual Thanksgiving luncheon. Again, the deadline to nominate somebody is this Friday, October 29th. And see, I was thinking Tyler, because one of the things I've seen Tyler do, I have seen him plowing snow here in the city of Galesburg, even in the middle of the summer when there was no snow. He was trying to clear the streets for people. That's dedication.
Aw. Well, Tom, sure thing. Push your nomination.
Okay.
I don't know how many backers you're going to get, Tom.
Well, I don't know either. But
well, I will say.
I support you.
I will say, those listening, if you've made a nomination in the past, a lot of times we don't see repeat nominations. I'll just be completely honest. And I think I just want to say, just because if someone didn't win the award a year previous, it doesn't mean that, I mean, we get a lot of great nominations and we only have one award. Right. So repeat that nomination. There may be something in the last 12 months or the last 24 months or however long that last time was that you made that nomination that you can add to and just let us know even more about what this person is doing to make an impact.
Well, and as you said, it's not that that person didn't deserve it, because probably most of the nominees deserve it. But as you said, there's only one award.
So. Right, exactly. And so I do want to encourage that, because we don't see a lot of that. And I think people can feel, well, my nomination didn't win, so why would I do this again? Well, I think it's really important to follow up on that and show your support of that individual. So for sure, get those nominations out. And if it's a repeat, we highly encourage that as well.
Pam Gaither is the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us here this morning. Their annual Thanksgiving luncheon will be coming up Monday, November 22nd. And they'll hand out the 42nd annual Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award. And they're taking nominations currently. And so if somebody would like to nominate, how do they go about the process?
They can find the information on our website, galesburg.org, or it's on our Facebook page, Galesburg Area Chamber, if you just search for that. Probably scroll a couple of posts down. I try to keep that pretty much at the top of the page there. But it's really a simple process. It's an online e-form, so it's a Google Doc form. So it's really simple. And like I said, it takes probably 3 minutes, 4 minutes tops to get that submission in. So we do encourage that. The other thing I want to mention is, so the Thanksgiving luncheon is obviously the event where we host this.
Right.
And we are very close to capacity. We did.
Wow.
We did reduce capacity at Cedar Creek Hall. That's where the event will be. And of course, they can fit a lot more, but we just want to keep it a comfortable setting. So we do have a capacity limit. We have about 25 in-person seats left right now. So if you do want those are on our website and Facebook as well. We do have a virtual option in addition, just because we knew some people would be more comfortable not sitting in person. So we'll have a virtual option that includes meal, the traditional Thanksgiving meal delivered in the city limits as well. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, but it's nice. I mean, a lot of people, probably the reason it's selling out so quickly is because people want to get back to doing things. It'll be nice to be around people again.
Yeah. And it's a pretty popular annual event, I would say. Yeah. Annual dinner and Thanksgiving luncheon are very, very well attended, and our community really enjoys them for the fact that we're celebrating our community and our businesses.
Pam Gaither is the executive director of Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us here this morning. What else? Anything else? I know you guys are always busy, different things going on around the community, whether it's a business opening or not. Anything else going on that you got coming up people need to know about?
Well, you know, we've got a few things that are pretty standard. Ribbon cuttings coming up. We'll be at Music Makers this week. And then in a couple weeks, we'll be at Innkeepers celebrating the new ownership there and kind of the pass of the baton at Innkeepers. And we've had business after hours, which what we had to do was fit in over a year, probably about a year and a half of business after hours in 6 months. So we've had a lot of those, sometimes twice a month. So we'll be at Galesburg Tourism and Visitors Bureau on Thursday evening. You can still RSVP also on our website, Facebook as well. Let us know you'll be attending that. So that's coming up. And aside from that, a little further into December, we'll be featuring our state and local legislative luncheon. So we had to shift the date from October to November to December to accommodate our legislators, but we are combining a state and local event, so it's a little more tricky to coordinate with folks, but that'll be an only virtual event, so we're looking forward to that as well.
Well, get your nominations in for the Thomas B. Herring Award. Again, the deadline is this Friday. And as Pam said, if you've nominated somebody in the past and didn't win, no reason not to nominate them again, because mm-hmm. Don't think they're not deserving, because that's not the case.
Just, oh, gosh.
You know, the committee looks at it and it's like, probably is really hard. It's like,
it is.
How do we, because all these people who've been nominated have done things that really, really outstanding, really helped our community.
Absolutely. And I really think it comes down to a really difficult decision. I don't sit in on those decision-making times, but I will say I know that it's not an easy choice for them. So for sure, if there's someone that you feel is deserving, whether you've nominated before, please nominate them again.
And you got until Friday to do so, and again on the Chamber's website,
mm-hmm.
right? And
galesburg.org. Yep.
And also to get yourself registered for the annual Thanksgiving luncheon, 25 seats left.
Yes. Not very many.
No, you better get that done quickly.
Yes, yes. That deadline isn't anytime soon, but actually it kind of is with very limited seats.
Well, yeah, so, I was going to say, yeah. It's probably going to go quickly, so try
I
to
I will
get,
say that we're taking the nominations until 4 p.m. on Friday. So
okay.
Some people want to know what time. So 4 o'clock, and then we're going to cut that off, and then we hand that over to the committee for judging.
Pam Gaither is the executive director of Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us here this morning. Pam, anything else going on that we need to know about?
I think everybody's wrapping up the year here, and we're glad to have had a successful year. I think our businesses have really seen, they're grateful, what I've seen anyway, and our community, as always, has really shown that they support our community and the people here, and I just look forward to a very successful 2022 as well, and hoping that we are soon to roll out our partnership menu. This is where, and we've had a lot of calls about businesses, they like to sponsor things and be part of that and get those in. So that should be rolling out soon in the next week or two, so you can kind of solidify what you are looking to do in the next year. So, yeah.
Well, one of the great things also is that you actually have had some ribbon cuttings. There has been some new businesses opening, or, you know, whatever, remodel or whatever things going on. So that's nice to say within the last year or last few months anyway that we've had some of those things.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of ribbon cuttings, I will say we've had about 25 since March. And it's something that I look at as a great way to celebrate our businesses and the people, the entrepreneurs that put their heart into these businesses. And, you know, we've been really lucky because businesses have been thriving and we've had a lot to celebrate.
Absolutely. Pam Gaither, she's the executive director of Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, get your nominations in for the Thomas B. Herring Award. You have to have those in by Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock. And also make sure you get your seats for the Chamber's annual Thanksgiving luncheon, which is coming up on Monday, November 22nd. But just a limited number of seats available, 25.
Yes, so only, and I'm sure that number is ticking away.
It may have dropped already by now. You'll have to check when you get back.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Pam, as always, thank you so much for taking some time with us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.